Okay, so you know how some people they just have this knack for getting things done even when everything's kind of crazy at work? Like they know how to make things happen. Today, we're diving deep into the playbook of someone like that's history. Jules Walter, he's at the PM at Google,
Oh,
and he's been at places like YouTube and Slack, like he's seen it all.
cool. Yeah, he's got the experience.
So he's honed his influence skills in the trenches.
And what's interesting is it's not just like he's naturally charismatic or anything. He's
Okay.
got this like structured approach to influence, almost like a recipe you could follow.
I like that, a recipe. So it's not about being like slick or manipulative, it's about strategy.
Yeah, being smart about it.
And he starts off by emphasizing the importance of gathering intel. But now hold on, before you picture us like, digging through filing cabinets, it's not about spying on people.
No corporate espionage.
Right, exactly. It's about really understanding your stakeholders like on a deeper level.
Yeah, building empathy before you even step into a room with them.
Yes. And he highlights these six key questions to ask, like in those early one-on-one meetings.
I like that.
Things like, what are your biggest goals right now?
Makes sense.
Or even, who do you trust most on this type of decision?
Interesting.
He even suggests asking directly, like, what concerns do you think others might have about this project?
Ooh, that's good.
I mean, talk about getting ahead of the curve.
Totally, you're like anticipating the pushback.
Yeah, so you can tailor your message to address those concerns head on.
It's like disarming a bomb before it even has a chance to like explode.
Right, exactly. And this ties directly into his next tactic, framing your message from the stakeholders' point of view.
Okay, so you're not just like throwing your idea at them.
No, you're putting yourself in their shoes.
Right, you're speaking their language.
And Jules has this great example from his time at Slack when he needed to get buy-in on this new monetization strategy. And this is with Stuart Butterfield, right, the CEO.
Yeah, Stuart Butterfield, I've heard he's like incredibly user-focused.
Oh, very much so.
Like, that's his thing.
So instead of hitting Stuart with all these revenue projections and like, financial jargon,
Right, which probably wouldn't have worked very well.
no, not at all. Jules emphasized how this strategy would actually improve the user experience.
Oh, smart.
He even used data to back it up, showing how paid users were more engaged and likely to stick around.
So he's appealing to what Stuart really cares about.
Exactly. And guess what? It worked.
That's brilliant.
It really proves that speaking your stakeholders' language is way more persuasive than just like pushing your own agenda.
100%.
It's about connecting with them on their level.
Yeah, finding that common ground.
So we've talked about understanding your stakeholders, framing your message effectively, but what happens when you need to rally a whole room of people?
Right, when you've got a bigger audience.
Exactly. Well, Jules has a tactic for that too, and it sounds kind of like straight out of House of Cards.
I'm intrigued.
He calls it meeting before the meeting.
Meeting before the meeting, that does sound a little secretive.
It does, right?
Like backroom deals are happening.
But in reality, it's about being proactive with your prep. He suggests like mapping out your stakeholders and then prepping both your champions and your detractors ahead of the main meeting.
So you're not just going in blind.
No, you're coming in prepared.
Interesting.
So you're addressing concerns one-on-one and you're turning some of those no's into yeses before you even walk in the room.
It's like you're laying the groundwork for a successful negotiation.
Exactly. And he actually used this tactic at Google to secure funding for a new project.
So he's used this in the real world.
Oh, yeah. They had over a dozen meetings with individual stakeholders in the weeks leading up to the big pitch.
That's commitment.
Talk about putting in the work.
It paid off, though.
Oh, I bet it did.
Ugh.
But more than just securing a yes, this idea of meeting before the meeting seems to emphasize something else that Jules stresses, making people feel heard.
Yeah, that's so important.
It's not just about like bulldozing your agenda through.
Right, it's about collaboration.
It's about creating a space for dialogue and like genuine connection.
100%. This is where that emotional intelligence comes into play.
Yes.
You need to be able to actively listen, not just wait for your turn to speak, and then reflect back what you've heard, especially when someone is expressing a concern. It's like that saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
It's so true.
It's about acknowledging their perspective, even if you're not gonna like change your mind about it. You know what I mean?
Right. You can't just like brush those concerns under the rug.
Exactly.
And Jules actually provides some useful phrases for this.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Like he suggests saying things like, just so I know, I understand what you're saying is.
Okay.
Or, it sounds like we all agree that.
Oh, Those are good.
Right.
They're very, like, validating. You're showing you're listening.
It shifts the dynamic from, like, me versus you to, like, us working together.
Totally. It builds that trust.
Yes. And speaking of meetings, Jules brings up another tactic that I think we've all been in situations where we wished someone had used it.
Okay. What's that?
He calls it managing the clock.
Managing the clock. Oh, my gosh. Yes, please. Especially those meetings that just, like, drag on, and you're like, are we ever going to reach a decision?
The worst.
Yeah.
And Jules points out that time is precious, especially for senior stakeholders.
Oh, they've got places to be, people to see.
Exactly. So he emphasizes setting a clear desired outcome, like, at the start of every meeting.
Okay, so everyone's on the same page from the get-go. Yeah.
Something like, by the end of this meeting, we will have a decision on ...
Yeah, I love that. So you're not, like, wandering around in the woods. You've got a destination in mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he also talks about using clear, concise language, getting to the point quickly, and avoiding jargon.
Yes, because nobody has time to decode what you're saying.
Right. Be respectful of everyone's time.
Exactly.
And don't be afraid to, like, politely redirect the conversation if it starts to go off on a tangent.
Right. Like, wrangle it back in.
Like, that's a great point, and we can circle back to it later.
Right.
But right now, we need to focus on ...
Yes, because you don't want to shut down the conversation entirely.
Right.
But you also have to stay focused.
Exactly. It's about keeping everyone aligned on the bigger picture.
And respecting their time.
Yes. And what I find so interesting about Jules is that he's not afraid to adapt his approach depending on the context.
Oh, so he's not like a one-size-fits-all kind of guy.
No, not at all. Like, he mentions that some execs prefer detailed memos over presentations.
Right. They want to, like, digest the information beforehand.
Exactly. While others would rather just, like, dive straight into a discussion.
Yeah, different strokes.
It's about knowing your audience and tailoring your approach accordingly.
Yeah. You got to read the room, or I guess read the memo in this case.
Exactly. And I think that gets to the heart of what makes Jules' approach to influence so effective.
What's that?
It's not about using some sneaky tactic to get what you want.
Right.
It's about respect preparation, clear communication,
yeah,
and a genuine desire to connect with the people you're trying to influence. Like, people can sniff out when you're being fake.
Right? Yeah, totally. Like, they can tell if you're not being genuine.
Authenticity, like, really does make a difference.
100%. It can't be faked.
And I think when you approach influence from this place of, like, respect and understanding,
right,
it stops feeling like this manipulative power play.
Yeah, it's not about that.
And it becomes more about, like, building consensus and moving forward together.
Exactly. It's like you're all on the same team.
Right. And that's a skill that's valuable, like, everywhere, not just at work.
Oh, absolutely. In your personal life, too.
Like, think about it. Whether you're trying to get buy-in from your team at work, or convince your family to try a new restaurant.
Right, or even just get your point across in a friendly debate.
These principles apply.
Totally.
It's about understanding what makes people tick, communicating clearly, and building those genuine connections.
Yeah, you said it.
And I think that's what's so refreshing about Jules Walter's approach.
It's not some, like, quick fix or anything.
No, it's not a magic trick. It's about building real influence.
Which takes time.
Yes, but it's way more sustainable and impactful in the long run.
For sure.
So for everyone listening, think about, like, your own work and life. What's one Jules Walter tactic you can put into practice today?
Yeah. What's that one small step you can take
to build your own influence the right way?
We'd love to hear about it.